Hello, hello, hello. It is Amelin Castro, and I'm channeling Amelin. I have been doing a podcast for the last 3 years, or actually 2019 through the end of 2022. And I took a year off, and it's calling me back. So I will be returning in 2024. Today is, I believe it's the 29th. Of 2023. I'm going to be doing a quick episode to just gather my thoughts and put things together and prepare for the new year. I am working with others in creating a variety of projects, and my inner work comes from channeling Amelin. Channeling Amelin is a journey on personal development. And it's using my processes that I've created in aligning myself with the highest expression of who I am. Now, this process developed over the course of those 3 years, and I use it on a daily basis, but the discipline or the ritual of getting into the space to be able to connect with my inner guide, my highest self, whatever you want to call it, my subconscious, my all-knowingness, is calling me back to that discipline. So though I use it on a daily basis, it could be anything from I'm frustrated with the process and I don't know what to do next. I always go into this state and ask the questions so I know how to take the next moves. Because I am living my life from the inside out and less from the external influencing me, I'm being asked to go and ask more questions more often and be intentional in my daily alignment. And I must admit, since I've stopped doing the podcast, I have been a little bit more frustrated with the path that I cannot see unfolding. I can see where it is, the vision's clear, but how I do it is very difficult. And I find myself going to the outside world and saying, how have others done this? And there's a lot of things that have not been done that I'm trying to do. So here we are again. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to tell about the process. I'm going to go through and say, okay, this is what we're going to do each time that I connect and record the podcast. And let's set the stage. Commit myself to moving forward. So again, my name is Amelin Castro. If you've listened to the podcast in the past, you know who I am. You know deeply who I am. But if not, then I am a coach, a mentor, a counselor, an educator, a creator, an innovator. Who I am is to guide self and others on this process of life. How do we thrive rather than survive? That's my journey, is that of thriving in this life expression, this human expression. And I have lots of education and experience behind me, but none of that is what I rely on to do this work. Of course, it helps me a lot, but I rely on my connection with my highest expression of self. And how I do this is a process that is imagination, visualization, and creativity. That is who I am, my expression. Imagination is where I go to get the information. It's where we all have a different place for imagination, right? It's like, where do you get inspiration without going to the books or the people or the concepts or the narratives that exist in the world? Where do you pull something new out of the cosmos or the collective consciousness that I call? Let's say like an invention, an idea for an invention comes up. Where do you get that from? You write a song. Where did you get that from? You draw a piece of art. You do a dance. You create a piece of furniture. Where do you get those ideas from? That's imagination. That's where I go. Some people may call what I do as prayer. It is a form of that devotion, right? I'm devoting my time to connecting to that unknown. I'm not a religious person, so I try to stay away from those narratives just because in our world, they're so emotionally charged for people. And I want to create something new for me. Yes, I'll have some alliances into the stories that other people have, but I don't need a religious story or a tradition in order to express. I can create something new for myself without relying on something that exists. But I mean no disrespect to the narratives that do exist. I just do not need them. And I prefer to create rather than to follow. So imagination is key. Visualization is how I receive the information, right? So I go to my imagination and I see a vision. I see pictures. I'm guided through those pictures, which I would call an alternate knowing. I don't know. Like when I see stuff, I, Emma Lynn, don't know it, but I'm speaking through it, asking questions, and I receive answers to what I ask. So let's say I see a ball in my mind's eye, in the theater of the mind, right? Close your eyes, picture an apple, right? So picture a ball, and I see a ball, and I'm like, what the heck does this ball mean? And I'll ask questions, and I'll get answers. So it's almost like something's guiding me, but it's my imagination, right? I don't believe that there's, you know, I believe in science. I do believe in some narratives, I guess. So it's very hard for me to put a label on it that's not measurable. So I use imagination and I use visuals because that's what I get in my mind's eye. And then in my imagination, I'm getting answers to the questions. And then finally, creativity. Creativity is how I express. I try to find a way to communicate that which I see, which has no shared experience, if that makes sense. My visions are only that which I get to experience. But when I want to share something of my experience with others, I must use creativity to express that. Am I always exact in getting the message across? No, I'm not. I can't find words for things. There's things that I see a lot that don't have any foundation here in the physical world. So it's hard for me to like pull a name or a label or a description so that I can share that experience with others. But creativity is my process of how I do that. Now, I'm doing this out for myself, right? The personal development and the journey is my own, yet the modeling or the sharing it with the world is part of that creativity. It's my artistic expression to align with myself and to get my answers and to find a way to speak them out. And then I record them. I think that the podcast, to be honest, is more about my discipline and holding me accountable than it is a tool for others. If other people find it useful, amazeballs, whether it's just entertainment. You can laugh at me. I laugh at myself all the time. I don't take it personal. You can, maybe for education, you learn some things. Somebody did tell me that they came across one of my podcasts and they were going through a rough time and it kind of helped them a little bit. And that's what I do in this world. And my role is to be there as a positive regard for others, right? Unconditional positive regard, meaning unconditional love. I'm not here to judge people. And I really do believe one of the best aspects of humanity is when we go through an experience, we turn around and we offer our hand to help others. And that's what I do. So if I understand anything about this life, about this game, then I'm trying to help others. Now, teens and young adults are my people. That's who I help, and that must be because of my character. I think the most challenges that I had in my lifetime were between the ages of 14 and 24. And those are the people that I serve because I was able to get out of those experiences, and I'm leading a flourishing life. And I believe that because it was my experience, I have a lot of empathy and understanding and compassion. And that's where that non-judgment comes from, is I do understand the human experience. And it's not about, you know, pleasing others. That sounds horrible, but it is about expression. So, I've rambled for about 10 minutes, and old rambling Emmeline, that used to be my creation that I was in, but now channeling Emmeline. So I'm going to get into my state. I'll talk through it, and then we'll just ask and see what comes up, and then we'll begin, because this is how I'll do it every single time. I get into my state, I ask questions, whatever I'm dealing with, and move forward. I will say in 2024, I have a distinct understanding that it's still about learning for me. I'm trying to lead a community of teens and young adults into the metaverse, the Web3, this creative, imaginative space where they can come up with new ways of being through learning, collaboration, creation. And in order for me to take that role, to serve in that role, I have so much learning that I have to do in my being, in my knowledge, in my processes, in my skills. And 2024 is the year that I'm setting as my goal. Make plans, right? Everything laughs. Of removing this hindrance that I have as a defiant human. It makes me able to work with teenagers, and especially Gen Alpha that's coming up, because I love defiant humans. Defiant humans are basically the ones that say, I will not do that from the outside. I will live from the inside out. And sometimes it causes a lot of ruckus. And that's my definition of defiance, right? Is I will not do that which others order me to do. I will only do that which I am guided from the inside out, right? I don't live my life based on obligation. And I do believe that there's some little, I don't know if it's a chip on my shoulder or a protective coping mechanism, that hyper-independence, but there's something there that's preventing me from playing at the next level that I'm going to address this year. And I already have a bunch of processes in place to help me do that, that I've committed to for this upcoming year. But yeah, we're going to get over this imbalance of the defiance. Defiance is beautiful in the creation side, but in the resisting to resist side, you just use a lot of energy and time, and you run in circles. So I know that that's what's coming up. So I'm going to keep that on my mind, 2024 and the focus for that. But let's go ahead and get into the space. I'm finishing up my coffee, so hold on. Coffee is one of my sweet enjoyments. I love a good coffee. And it, since I have to do my work, I have to show up, I make it pleasant for myself. And doing this inner work, I get in a comfy place. I normally have a chair, like in the past when I did those 3 years of the podcast, I had this red old vintage chair that I just loved. And I don't have one anymore, so I think I'm going to have to purchase one. But until then, I'll just sit in this chair and we'll just get comfy. Okay. So how I get into state is by using breath. In 2023, the beginning of 2023 and half of 2022, I think, I started taking breathing classes, and I learned how very powerful they are. Of course, I did 4-7-8 breathing way back. I took a meditation class, mindfulness class, and I learned about 4-7-8 breathing. And then with the breathing exercises and practice that I did, I saw the power of the breath. So I'm not going away from that. The breath is always going to be my starting point. So 4-7-8. I breathe in for a count of four. I hold it for a count of seven, and I breathe out for a count of eight. And I do that about three times. And what it does is it slows everything down. It gets me very present in the moment. It removes all the chatter from my head. And I've programmed myself by this time that as soon as I do 4-7-8, it doesn't take me very long at all to drop into that trance state. I sit with my leg folded. What is this, like lotus style? And I put my hands on my knees. I sit up straight. And then I visualize. Once I could do my breathing, I get immediately into a visualization. And I see myself as if I'm sitting inside of a tree. And the trunk of the tree is my body. The roots of the tree come out of my butt and anchor me into the ground. So as I'm sitting on the ground, I'm sitting in this lotus position, all through the bottom of my body, those roots just grow and deep into the ground. And they connect me to this human experience and make sure to harness me to the world, right? I'm a human. And that just kind of connects me to this physical world as I have roots into my being. From there, I go into imagination. So in the treetops of this tree, I have the tools that I use to get into that place of imagination. One is unconditional love or unconditional positive regard. It basically is the oneness that we hear from, right? There's a oneness, there's a God thing, whatever it is. Everybody has a narrative about this universal connectedness. And I get there through unconditional love. And what that means is I am not this nor that. It is a fluidity. It's not a judgment. Separation is what causes disconnect, obviously, right? Separation from we can be this and that. We start saying I'm this or that. This is better, that is worse. There's all these judgments that come. So I need to be in the oneness to get into the space of imagination. The other thing, tools that I use on the right side of the tree tops are faith. So I see this dirt path that goes towards a cliff, and that requires faith. And this is in my life in itself, is for me to live from the inside out, to be my own being, right? Living in oneness with everything. I have to have faith that the decisions I make are right for me. It's almost like, I'm willingly going on this journey that I have no control over. Which is funny because one of my biggest issues is I try to control everything. When I'm in my Amelin character too much, I start to try to control things. And I understand. I don't have control over a lot of things, which is why the next part is important, which is surrender. Having faith allows me to walk, right? I move forward with faith, but surrendering is letting go of that control, which my fear kind of brings up. I don't know the right answer. Everybody's telling me something different. I'm not seeing the success on the timeline that I want to do it. All these things I have to let go and surrender because those are just fears, you know? I get the big picture. This life, you know, is a game we're all playing. The only thing we have is the present moment. But man, is our minds, or I'll just speak for self, my mind is very good at creating realities that aren't actually happening. It's just fear in my mind, right? So I'll have unconditional love and I'm in that oneness and I'll start walking. I'm going on the path. I'm willing to go on this journey, not knowing what's going to happen. And when my fear pops in and wants me to resist, then I must surrender through that. I am a little bit of a, I don't want to use the word brat because I don't think I'm a brat. I'm defiant. So those things that are difficult for me to surrender, sometimes I fight back. And I hear that in myself. I'm trying to have compassion for that, because it's helped me throughout my life. The defiance was very necessary, the hyper-independence. But now, have I outgrown them, you know? Okay, so visual of a tree, roots deep to connect me to this, you know, physical experience. I am going to go voyage into my imagination, which I need to go to unconditional positive regard, which is lack of judgment, right? No judgment. It just is. Accept it as is. Then faith to keep walking, surrender to let go of everything that resists me. And I see a white light that goes all the way through my body from, you know, as high up as I can see all the way through to the deep in the ground. And that's alignment for me. The human expression for me, for Amelin, I don't know if this is for everybody, but I know that my highest expression is in alignment. It's about being centered, being balanced. It's all of these amazing gifts that I have can become challenges when they're not in balance, right? The same thing with the struggles that I have. It's because I'm off balance. So that white light just reminds me alignment. Get everything in balance. Finally, the last thing I do is I visualize my ego, which is my programming, as a candle on a plate, and I move that back through my body and over to the right, and I set it down on this like wall that's back there, and I'll come back for it later. I mean, I need my avatar. I need my, you know, my spaceship, my programming to play the game, but right now, I'm not playing the Amelin game. I'm going to disconnect from that program and allow myself to go into this imagination space. All right, let's go ahead and do it. 4, 7, 8 breathing, and then visualize. And then I'm just going to ask, what's in our highest good to know? When I say our, I always mean myself. I mean, anybody that, my goal is anything that I say is beneficial to others if they happen to fall upon it, right? I'm not trying to create any kind of controversy or anything other than let's go on a journey. I'm going to go on a journey, and you're welcome to come along if you so desire. And I hope that everything that happens is beneficial to everybody that experiences it. And it's in our highest good. Here we go. Wow. Take that first breath. Oh, that. Okay. So if you have not been breathing on a consistent basis, you know, like this good breaths, not shallow breaths, not unconscious breathing, but intentional breaths, do that 4, 7, 8 breath. Wow. You're going to notice it. It's like, it's a bit of a high almost for me. It's like there's a euphoria or immediate dopamine rush, right? All right, here we go. I'm going to do 3 without stopping, but I'm just blown away at the pleasure it brings. I love it. Here we go. Okay, roots deep into the earth, unconditional love, faith, surrender, alignment, move my ego. Okay, so what's in our highest good to know today? Focusing specifically on the path of 2024. What's in our highest good? I'm just going to close my eyes and look. So I do see, like, the pair of tennis shoes, one is knocked over, one is standing up, the laces are out. They're like blue tennis shoes, like running shoes. And there's a like a towel on the side, a blue towel, and it looks like what it is, sweatsuits. So what is this? Okay, so it is it's giving me training, like trainers, like training. So 2024 is a year of training for me. So school is coming up, learning. It's interesting because I can almost feel myself sitting in front of, and sitting in a classroom. But interesting enough, I am sitting very far at the back in the desk right next to the door, which is interesting because I'm a front seater. When I'm learning, I want to be up in the action at the front, and I'm sitting in the back towards the door, and I'm almost, you know how like I can feel this energy sometimes from a student that just has something else on their mind and they're preoccupied and they're looking at the time and they're like, I want this time to stop. So I want the clock to get to the time when this is over. Oh yes. Okay, so right away I do experience this emotion. It's coming up as an emotion in my chest of what I feel when this is brought up. So it has been brought up many times, my being a disciple, right? Having the discipline to follow my path. It requires me to get out of my own way. And I think that this challenge is quite provoking for me. The challenge of losing my, I can even feel the emotion start to come up like a fear. If I lose my hyper-independence, if I lose my defiance, then will I be taken advantage of, created by other people to be something. You know, it's like this, I have all this fear. If I put this tool down, what will I have to experience? Yes. So I'm sitting in the back of this classroom and I'm looking at the door. I want to just get out of here. Maybe I can escape. Maybe it will go just quick enough that I can run out of here and I won't have to be exposed to that which I may learn. Interesting. It definitely is fear. My whole chest has just like contracted so that it's like a squeeze right in the center of my chest. There's this squeeze and it's, oh, that does release. Okay. And I just got reminded. So right away in my mind's eye, I saw an old lesson that I had, which I feel these, intense emotions of fear, of wanting to flee, of doubt, of all of the stuff that comes up. And I have been taught many, many times. It's almost like clearing out the energy from my chest. When I take that breath, it comes up tight, tight. And when I breathe out, it actually breathes down, almost like pushing that tension out of my chest. So it's a recall, remember to use that breath when those emotions come. It's almost like advising me, hey, you, this is going to happen. Don't be fooled. This will, like everything that I fear in my mind will actually be faced in reality. But it's, I don't know how to explain this. So it's like, you know how the book is better than the movie? It's like, instead, my imagination is better than reality in terms of everything that I think I will experience is heightened in my imagination or in my mind's, it's not imagination. They keep pointing at my brain. So prefrontal cortex, it's in my, my thoughts, right? My mental dances. I'm very creative. I'm very good at creating a reality into my mind that I don't always know the difference between the external reality and my reality in my mind that I've created. Meaning, the fear is created in my mental capacities, right? But it's not experienced in the reality, the same as in my imagination. So my fear is very intense. The emotion, the cramp of my chest, it feels very real to me. It's definitely experience that I'm creating, which is preventing me from doing that in the physical world, which I fear. And it's just showing me that my fear will be faced in reality, but it won't be the same intensity that I create in my mental games. Okay. So it's almost like I'm protecting myself from ever doing it by ramping up those triggering emotions, right? So I'm ramping up. If I'm vulnerable, then I will feel pain. If I face that which I fear, then I may not overcome it, right? There's like all of these things that I'm very much aware. It's almost like I'm looking at a bookshelf and every single book there is something that I have created, like a storyline. And all these storylines are going to be faced. No shit. Thank you. Okay. Got it. So it's almost like I see a man sitting in a chair, like, you know, like a Santa Claus kind of figure. I don't know why I always see like this father, like a Santa Claus, like he's got a beard, big, big man. And he's sitting in the chair right there. And he's reading through these books, but he's quite jovial. You know, he's got like I can only say it because we just got through the holidays, like the Santa energy. He's jovial. He's ha 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 ha, like laughter. I don't think he has a concern yet. Finger on the nose. It's like he's reading the stories to come and he's not worried, but I am. I don't know who the he is, that father figure kind of thing. Yeah. And he's finding enjoyment in reading through those little stories. They're still enjoyable, but I'm afraid to, interesting. Okay. So it's almost like, I don't know how to explain this. The way that I hold on to my education and knowledge and learning, right, is kind of like I'm holding on to these books the same. You know, it's funny. They're like showing me looking into a mirror. And as I'm looking into the mirror, I'm like, I listen from the inside out. But I have behind me in the rearview mirror all these diplomas. I have all of these, books. And I have the computer there. And I have like my smart speaker. I have all this data that's behind me. Yet I'm looking in the mirror and saying, I listen from the inside, or I'm listening to self. And in reality, I'm fearful of truly listening to self because I give so much, I guess that's half my faith, is in that which has been behind me, right? All of those narratives and stories that's protected me and got me to this point, I'm afraid to let go of them. Oh, that's interesting because I would never have thought of education or knowledge or like even the AI and all the tools that I use, they're behind me. And I'm supposed to listen to from within, if that makes sense. But I didn't, I don't like that. Okay, I don't know how to explain this. Okay, let me take a breath. Okay, so it's like all the things that I've been, this brings up so much fear. All the things that I have accumulated, right? I've worked so hard to gather, to protect myself, right? The understanding of the world, the understanding of society, the understanding of the processes, the knowledge, that all of these things, I'm like, I know what it is. I can feel it. I think it is because I didn't trust myself. I wanted to make sure that I had enough answers. Still free to pick from all of them. But I'm like getting the answers from within fully requires that I let go of all of those. I don't know. They come up like almost like protection, right? Like my armor of intellect. And I do understand, so there's like messaging, I don't know how to explain it. It's not like saying anything, but it's almost an understanding that comes through, I'm identifying with my mental programmings, right? That I myself have taken the initiative to program into me, but even those are a hindrance. And, I identify with all of my armor. And there's a part of me that's inside of all of this armor that's still fearful to be vulnerable and trust that I will have the right answers for me. Oh my gosh. And right now I can feel all these voices in the back too, just screaming at me. What are you doing? Are you crazy? That's not right. Follow us. We know what we're doing. Why are you doing that? It's like, like I can feel the trapped. I feel a little bit trapped because I know I need those things. I've always relied on those things. I'm trying to go in a direction that from the inside is calling me. And yet everything around me is saying that's not the way. Yet within me, I am being called to step forward into it. Man, it's almost being in a snow globe, right? And existing within the snow globe, the air, everything you need is within there, right? And I'm being asked to break that snow globe. And there's two things that I'm absolutely terrified of. One is if that protective globe breaks, will I perish? And second, how the hell am I supposed to know what to do? Like having the faith that I'm just supposed to like come up with the answer. Like the surrender part of that control is terrifying. Like it's like being an image of me being in the woods just came up. It's like you're so vulnerable, right? But you're vulnerable in your head. Because like I'm looking at like an image of me in the woods and I'm terrified in my head. But looking at me from this observing point, I'm safe. But my reality is fear, immobilization. Like I'm not even thinking clearly. I'm like ruminating a program over and over and over and over again. And being able to see this, I know I could just say, get up, let's go, let's just walk around, you know, like you got this. Nothing is attacking you. Nothing is waiting to pounce on you. You're safe. It's just nature, being out in nature. The unknown, not having faith in my own abilities to handle what may come, you know, there's, okay, I get it. So it's starting to merge those two images, being in the classroom and being in the woods. It's my, I get it. I am creating my own anxiety around this call to the next level, the next step. It's not even levels, just forward. Because I've relied so heavily on something I must leave behind. And currently, my faith is not to the level that I don't question. But through 2024, my confidence, my clarity, my faith, my ability to let go will increase. All right, show me the after effects. Because I'm just, I'm seeing the before the scenes, right? And I see like, it's like my both my arms are stretched out front and I'm like, no, complete resistance. So let me see on the other side of this experience. So I do surrender. So I do start fully having faith in my ability to answer these. I don't rely so heavily on my programming. I'm not fearful of the judgment of people around me or those voices of others that are projecting their experience onto mine, right? It's like now on this other side, I'm centered in my being. I'm listening to myself. I'm following my own guidance. So an image just opened up where there's this huge field in front of me, but I don't see anything, right? There's no like plants. It's in the middle of winter and everything is just coated with white. So there's like snow as far as the eye can see in this open field. And I'm standing there and there's no footprints or anything. And there's no footprints behind me. I'm just standing in the middle of this field. First thing that comes up is I don't know fucking which way to go. I have no idea which way I'm going to turn and where to go. But I'm in the middle, so I'm not going to just stand here. I got to go somewhere. So whichever way I'm facing is what feels like me to me the right way to go. So rather than looking around, looking behind me, it just feels I'm pointed in this direction. Just start walking. Okay, so I'm walking and I'm just noticing the crunch. When I do step on the ground, I do see some like greens, like some grass or some vegetation pop through. And I hear that crunch, crunch, crunch. I still don't know where I'm going, but the more that I walk, it's almost like it desensitizes the fear with each step, if that makes sense. So I'm taking steps. I still have this, all this, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but it's almost like the more that I walk, the more that I'm focused on the walk and the less I'm in my head about what should I do next, right? So I'm crunch, crunch, watching feeling. I can feel the wind blowing now, like my momentum forward is bringing more of a breeze towards me. I can feel the bite of the cold. It's not intense and painful. It's just an obvious contrast to my body, this external temperature. I almost have a peripheral vision without seeing. So I am not looking around me, right? I'm not looking to the right. I'm not looking behind me. I'm not looking to the left. I'm just forward looking. And I'm not even looking far off into the distance. It's more about 10 yards in front of me or right at my feet. I'm like quite, my focus is near to me, not so far away. And I almost have peripheral vision where this, I don't know if this makes sense, but I know what's around me. So I can feel that there's a house over there. There's some woods over there. There's even a rabbit that's somewhere back into the right behind me. There's a little rabbit that I can, how do I know it's there? I'm not looking, but I have a feeling, a peripheral awareness of all this stuff around me, yet I am only looking ahead and it's close, 10 yards or so, but I'm really taking in a lot of information. I can smell, I can feel the wind, my fingertips, the coldness is, I'm very much aware that I'm separate from that which is outside of me, but I'm in it fully, right? So I can feel the temperature of my own body versus the temperature of the outside. I can feel my feet within my boots. It's almost like the heel touching the ground. I can even the wind blowing my hair, like very much aware. And I can hear things. I can hear the whoosh. I can hear birds. I can hear like there's noises around. Like everything is coming to life, but I'm not looking. I'm seeing. I don't know how that makes. I'm observing. So the image is going from like midday, right, really bright to like some cloudy. It's almost like a rain or a storm, maybe like a snowstorm, because it doesn't feel wet, but the sun is not as in bright. It's almost like I don't know how to explain it. Not sad, gloomy, but you know how like it gets clouded over. It's not so bright. It's just a little duller than normal. Now I'm getting a little bit of anxiety. Because I just thought of time and I was like, I can't be out here forever. What do I need to do to get out of here? I know this. I know this feeling. I feel it all the time. When it's not going fast enough, when I see the vision and I don't know how to get there and all this anxiety is coming back. It's coming back and it's about, I got to get out of here. I got to do something. I got to move. Oh, okay. Again, all that stuff comes up. I take a breath. I'm still in this cloudy, you know, like a storm's coming or something. It's not as bright, but I can still feel, it's not as intense. It's almost moved backwards in my brain. It's like back towards my spine area, like at the top of my head, towards the back. I don't know how to explain this. It's almost like I can feel the mental image. Does it make sense? I can feel the presence of my attachment to time. I gotta go quickly. Time is running out. If I don't do this, then that. How long will it take me to do this so that I can do that? And if I don't do that, then I can't do this. And la, 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 la. It's like so. It's like 20 people's planning and thoughts all in one, in that one piece in the back of my head. It's like, I don't know, it's almost like NASA's like control room, and everybody's sitting at desk, right? And if they were like my inner voices, like my inside out kind of thing, like they're all sitting at control panels and they're looking at the screen at my life experience as I'm living it, they are all, don't do that, do this, like they're all calculating, they're all I'm formulating, they're all trying to strategize and plan and guide and blah 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 blah, all this noise. And it's simply because as I stay in this middle of the field, I worried. It's almost like it turns all that on when I worry. What if? What if? I don't know how. I don't have control. I don't have, you know what I mean? So now I'm like, it's gotten darker. It's darker. Maybe that's it. The sun went down. It's kind of cloudy. It's darker. And there's like a fire and a sleeping bag by the fire. And I know that I'm going to go to bed for the night, just sleep. Man, I'm so worried about time. Right away, I'm like, do I have time to take a nap? Do I have time to sleep? Have I prepared everything I need? Do I even have food? What the heck? Oh my gosh. Okay, I see the burden that I carry. Man. It's almost like I have to constantly empty that energy, right? So when it fills me up and I'm noticing it, all that anxiety, energy, this, that, the control pieces, strategizing and planning and what if, and all these, the 20 voices in my head. When I take a breath, they go away too, just for an instant, and then they come back. But if I take another breath, it goes away a little longer. Oh, it gives me space. I can lay down. So now it's almost like the quiet came and I'm moving towards the sleeping bag and getting in it. It's very warm. It's nice. The fire's warm. It's cold outside, but it's kind of like when you sleep in the cold and you're nice and cozy in a blanket. Oh, I'm going to sleep with silence. That's what's interesting, is the head is silent. Oh my gosh. Now my head's like, when am I going to wake up? Ah, okay. Oh, what's interesting. Okay, so this is going to sound a little weird, but like I'm watching myself in this sleeping bag by the fire laying down. I feel the peace inside my head. And me, Amalyn, right? The being of Amalyn, character of Amalyn, it's like I want to go up to myself and almost like, you know, curl up next to me and hold me. Like, I don't know, like being the big spoon of myself and like, you know, cuddle myself with compassion. Like, aw, you got this. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's so sweet. It's like I'm reassuring that scared part of me. You got this. It's kind of nice to just be in that space, you know, by the fire and... We got this. Like, I feel reassured. I feel, okay, we got this. I still know the terror is there, like the programming, right? All the fear, all the knowledge, all this information. And it's almost like carrying a big trunk of books with me everywhere I go, right? I'm like, oh, I know all this stuff. And this, I must apply all this stuff. Blah, blah. But in this state, the knowing has no... necessity. It's almost a distraction. Wow. right there, I just got the immediate feeling of like, if I was to like unzip everything that I've created up to this point, like a suit, and unzip my suit and step out of it, and can I leave it behind? Can I leave behind me the programming that I've created that have gotten me to this point? And that's where the fear comes. Is I don't quite have faith in myself yet. But I'm willing to take this journey, and I've got me, you know, like I can feel me holding me. I got me, you know? And I think that's my fear, is what if I don't got me? What if I try this new way of being and I get rid of all of my armor? Who's there to get me then? And I guess I'm convincing myself I will. Even without the armor, I got me. Okay. All right. And I'm out just like that. Just like it goes, not like a TV turning off, but like the black phew closes the image. I mean, I have confidence in the knowing, like there's a part of me that's like, yeah, this is our journey, Emmeline. This is what we're doing in this lifetime. So I have faith in me, right? There's the me, the highest expression of me has got me. I know that. You know, I have a lot of faith in the highest expression of me. I think what I doubt is, do I have everything I need in the programming and the character of Emmeline? And maybe the whole messaging is that I don't need it. If I just listen to me, right, the highest expression of me, then there's no worries about, do I have everything I need? Because I got me. Everything that I need will come. I just can't rely on that armor. You know, I always have compassion for like my students and stuff because they're doing a major life transition. They're in the midst of exactly this journey that I'm going on. And I can see them. And I can have compassion, and I have a big understanding, right? What that transition feels like to be called up to a greater challenge. It's almost like you're required to have greater faith in yourself and to see, you know, all your gifts as enough. And this is just another time in a transition in my life where that's going to be called upon. I know it was called upon in every aspect of my 800 lives I've lived in this lifetime. Every single time I made a new, you know, listened to intuition and just did it. Nothing in the world made sense for why I should do that. But inside of me, there was no question. This is the way to go. And now this is where I need to go, which is with a little less of the fighting the world and a little bit more of the following my own guidance and faith. I know that I can't get to the final place that, you know, I know that I can't fulfill my purpose if I'm not willing to lean into my greatness, right? And I know that the armor is a protectiveness, but also a barrier to, you know, the next phase, the next stage, the next journey. It's like I'm gonna go swim in water and this armor is gonna weigh me down. It's gonna be a risk, not something that's gonna protect me like it did in the war that I was playing. But I'm not at war anymore. I'm going on a journey of discovery. Wee. That's not so scary, but I love it. It's so scary, but I love it. Like I'm boarding a ship. I'm ready to go. Okay, 2024. I'm ready for it. Let's see what comes. I will bring back my discipline of doing my podcast, my recording once a week at least. I like the once a week. I don't know if I could do every day. That's a pretty big commitment to make a formality out of it, but we'll see what happens. At minimum, I will commit to once a week. And then let's see how this year unfolds. Ugh. And plus, I have a meeting with the professional next week to see if I can unblock some things. And we'll see how that goes. I mean, any tool that I can use that comes to me, I'm willing to employ. I think now is a good time for everybody to take a reflection of their past year and where they're going in 2024. We do it at the end of every year anyway, or we call it New Year resolutions. But maybe it's just a matter of reflection and establishing an intention of how we're going to spend the next 365 days, right? Days go by so quickly and change happens. Sometimes we're not even watching it, right? So I know that this will be done. I know that this will be a year of transformation for me. More work, but I got through the other stuff and I'm stronger for it. So I think I can get through this fragility of my ego. I think that's what it is. I'm just afraid. My little programming is afraid of the unknown. But I'll welcome it. And everything that comes into my life this year will be a teacher, will be an opportunity for me to listen and have faith in my ability. I got me. So let's start. Till next week in 2024.